Hello. Okay, I think it's recording now.
Don't we need banter for the intro?
I need water, is what I need.
Why'd you start recording before you got your drink, Sam?
I was scream singing. Now my throat hurts. Go get me a water.
Press start.
The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the Super Nerd Friends and do not necessarily represent the thoughts and opinions of any entities they represent.
This episode of the Super Nerd Friends podcast is brought to you by delicious French fried potatoes, the state of Utah. Hi, welcome to Utah. The numbers 3, 9, 12, 14, and 27.
So today, let's talk about everything that David does that annoys people.
We're doing a tournament. That's the intro. Round one. Okay, so Sam, round one.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we're just going to get into it.
Oh, okay, we're going.
Mike Tyson versus Hafthor Bjornsson. I don't know how to pronounce his name, but in a boxing match.
Obviously Mike Tyson? Are you insane?
You know Hafthor is 6'9".
It doesn't matter.
Almost 400 pounds.
No, listen, you don't need to add any more statistics or stats or facts or... Even if he has magic on his side, Mike Tyson is going to beat him next round.
But Mike Tyson is only like 5'10 or 5'11.
David,
what if he can't even reach him?
Next round.
Also, Thor is one of the strongest men to ever live.
Next round.
He has a world record deadlift. You can't knock half Thor out of this tournament so soon.
Next round. Next round. We're moving on. Okay. Round two.
Okay, so I guess Tyson won that one. Wow. Okay, so this one... is Bruce Lee versus Khabib Nurmagomedov. I don't know how to pronounce his name at all. In the Kumite. You know what the Kumite is, right?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. That's a text message.
Gosh.
I should have muted.
This is so unprofessional. I apologize for him.
I'm sorry. I should have silenced my phone.
Good gracious.
No, but listen. So this one is kind of more interesting. I still think that the first one would have been close, but... But this is not mixed martial arts. There, like, it is mixed martial arts, but not with the rules of today. Not with the safety of today. With one of the greatest fighters ever, Bruce Lee, versus this generation's, like, I mean, he's undefeated in the UFC.
I'm going to have to go with Bruce Lee for this one.
Do you know anything about Khabib, though? Because
I know he beat Conor McGregor, but...
Yeah, but...
I could beat Conor McGregor, so...
Bruce Lee is definitely a better striker than Khabib, but Khabib is, like, the best wrestler on the planet.
No, we don't... Again, you keep trying to go off of facts and statistics. You go off of who has more heart in this case.
Yeah, but if Khabib actually gets Bruce Lee on the ground, you really think Bruce Lee can... Because obviously, if there's...
Anyway, so Bruce Lee wins this round.
If it was, like, anything else, like kickboxing or boxing... Anything that didn't involve grappling, I think Bruce Lee would destroy him. But
how would he catch Bruce Lee?
Khabib,
you tell me how.
Bruce Lee's like, what, 135 pounds? Khabib was like 155. He's only a little bit heavier than him. Like, yeah, obviously Bruce Lee's faster than everyone, but Khabib's not slow.
Bruce Lee's body has the same consistency of a greased up pig. You cannot hold this man down.
So we're going with Bruce Lee?
Bruce Lee already won. Bruce Lee's been
Khabib's
done for
never
like
lost,
5 minutes.
Though.
Oh, neither has Bruce Lee.
That we know of. Okay, fine. Bruce Lee wins it. I'm not. You do the round three. I always do the rounds.
Round three!
Oh my gosh, that was so loud. Okay.
I'm just picking who I like more.
Yeah. Okay. Round three is Conor McGregor versus Muhammad Ali in a karate tournament. So...
Muhammad Ali.
It's like karate kid style.
Round four!
No. We have to actually discuss this because Conor McGregor, whenever he was dominant in the UFC, whenever he was the best fighter in the world, for now he's not anymore, but he used a karate stance. And Muhammad Ali has the weight advantage, the height advantage. You know, he's a legend, but he's a boxer. But Conor McGregor has actually trained.
He's also the fastest man to ever live.
But Conor McGregor is like literally almost 50 pounds lighter than him.
In a, like, Karate Kid karate
also,
tournament, all that matters is landing a shot and avoiding a shot getting landed on you. Muhammad Ali, that's what he was best at. This is a stupid...
That's kind of true, but it's karate.
Stupid. It doesn't matter.
Conor is literally a master at karate. Like,
since when?
That was his thing. Before he became the whole boxing thing after Floyd Mayweather, that was his thing. Now, the reach advantage goes to Ali, and you're right, he can't be touched. So it's just...
These have all been pretty one-sided so far.
You're just picking the legends, though. I knew all the legends would win, but it's like, that's why I tried to pick crazy categories.
Okay, the next one, it better be, Jackie Chan better be one of them. Because he's got to be thrown in here with them.
I should have. So wait, so who are we saying? You're saying Ali beats McGregor in a karate match?
In anything. In Mario Kart.
What about him running a marathon? Well, actually, that's a bad example.
Yeah, what?
Because Connor has bad stamina, like, famously.
Round four!
Oh, my gosh. Okay, round four is... Now, you're not going to like this one.
Oh, no.
Arnold Schwarzenegger versus Francis Ngannou in an arm wrestling match.
Who is Francis Ngannou?
You don't know who Francis Ngannou is? He's the UFC heavyweight champion right now. He's, like... really tall, like over 6'5". I don't know his exact
I'm going to have to go with Arnold on this one.
You know, Francis Ngannou set the world record for the hardest punch ever thrown. Like, he actually did. I mean,
that's only because mine hasn't been recorded yet.
Dude.
I'm just saying, like, it's the hardest one ever recorded, maybe.
Arnold is probably stronger when it comes to, like, weightlifting, obviously, because he's Arnold. He's stronger than everyone. But
Ngannou... He has a metal... exoskeleton. Well, I'm sorry. It's not exo. What is it called when it's inside you? Endoskeleton?
Oh my gosh. How do you know Ngannou doesn't? Why do you think he has the world's hardest punch?
That's a good point.
No, but actually,
so I'm assuming Ngannou is a real-life version of the Russian guy from Rocky IV.
Yeah, except he can actually grapple and kick and stuff, even though he's like,
I'm going to have to go with Sylvester Stallone for this one.
I mean...
Sylvester Stallone moves on.
Dude, he's not... What do you mean?
What?
Say something funny so we can move on. This is how banter works.
Did you just tell me to say something funny? I'm sorry. Our conversation stopped and he said, say something funny so we can move on.
The bout between Schwarzenegger and Ngannou goes to Stallone.
Round five!
Well, it's the semifinal round.
Semi-final round, I mean! He's checking his phone.
Well, I have to go over the winners.
He's checking his phone.
So now, it's Tyson...
Who?
...versus Bruce Lee in the semifinal round in a... Well, what event should we do? I didn't think about this. Boxing?
Oh, my good gracious.
Let's do the fair... None of them are fair because of weight class.
No, in a street fight.
Okay.
The semifinals and the finals...
Well, that's just Kumite, though.
No. See... No, that's Kumite dead wrong. Just, he's dead wrong.
Okay, but they can't New use York, weapons. They can't New pick York, up a manhole. They can't pick up a pipe.
That's bull.
It has to be hand-to-hand.
A New York alleyway, okay, that has like...
What if the homeless guy gets up and helps someone? That's not fair.
Okay, who do you think he would help? Bruce Lee or Mike Tyson? I think he's going to go with Bruce Lee. This
Tyson versus Bruce Lee in a New York alleyway.
All-out brawl. Anything goes.
I give it to Tyson.
So here's the thing.
Wait. Can someone run away?
I mean, they can parkour up the two buildings, but they cannot leave the alley. It's a fenced-off alleyway.
Oh my gosh, you didn't tell me they could parkour. Oh my gosh, this is so cool.
So anyway, Bruce Lee... Okay, so here's what would happen. Mike Tyson would go to throw a punch. Bruce Lee would jump over him, jump off his back, okay? Parkour up to that little ladder thing, okay? You know what I'm talking about? That, like, think Ninja Turtles.
Yes, yes.
Okay? And then... From up there, every time Mike Tyson tried to throw a punch, he'd just stay away from Mike Tyson until Mike Tyson collapsed from exhaustion.
Is that allowed? Does that count as a win? So you're saying Bruce Lee's tactic would be to run and hide?
No, it would be to run and visibly taunt.
You don't think Tyson could make it up there? In his prime, he definitely could.
Even if he made it up there, you can't catch Bruce Lee. And once they're on top of the building, all fair game as long as they don't touch the ground again. Okay? So if they're on top, Bruce Lee is going to do like the bull with the red cape kind of thing and make him run off the building into a garbage can.
Okay, that one goes to Bruce Lee.
Semifinals 2, don't add effects to this one.
Add the effects, please.
Semifinals 2.
Semifinal round, part 2. The final round is, or the second semifinal round is Stallone versus Ali, but...
Okay, so...
But is it another street fight?
So, guys, the last one is a boxing match between Rocky Balboa and Muhammad Ali.
You said Sylvester Stallone.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
So, anyway...
One has plot armor.
Rambo and Muhammad Ali in the jungle, who would win?
Rambo.
Okay, so the final round is going to be Rambo versus Bruce Lee.
What?
Rambo versus Bruce Lee in a...
Sam,
hold on, hold on.
You're derailing this whole operation.
No, hold on, hold on. Skis ball match. Rambo I'm going to have to give it to Bruce Lee. No, wait. Well, Rambo's a better shot. Oh, that's a close one.
How many... Is it a best of three?
How do you do a best of three in skis ball?
The same way you do a best of three in anything else. What do you mean? You see who wins twice first.
No, it's not a best of three. This is a do or die situation.
This whole thing...
This is skis ball. This is serious.
Bruce Lee versus Rambo?
Okay.
In skis ball.
I want to bring Rocky back now, okay?
And who wins? I didn't expect Bruce Lee to make it to the final round.
Listen, I don't remember what any of this was. So if you want to try and fix it, go ahead. But I'm just going to keep going. Will Smith as Muhammad Ali. Okay.
Yeah, I think the winner between the skis ball match would probably be Will Smith.
Okay, me versus David. Who would win? Let's be completely honest here. I can't think of one sporting event category game fight battle of... pure will that I would not win.
You're listening to Super Nerd Friends.
What the heck was that? This podcast has... The first half, I'll give it to us. The second half, oh man.
After several minutes of aggressive arguing, the Super Nerd Friends were able to recompose themselves, come to an agreement, and continue the podcast.
Okay, so the semifinal round is Sylvester Stallone, even though he wasn't even in the competition, versus Muhammad Ali in an arm wrestling match.
Oh, dude, Stallone, easy.
Yeah, that sucks, though. What's that movie called?
Over the Top.
Oh, my gosh.
When you think about it, Sylvester Stallone has a character that could win in any kind of event.
Yeah, but I think Ali's got the weight advantage on Stallone.
No, we're talking about real arm wrestling.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. What do you mean?
No, Stallone with just...
If it's over the top, if it's his character from that, then yes, he can literally beat anyone.
Using his heart, not his muscles.
Sylvester Stallone wins! Super Nerd Friends.
Final round!
Okay, we're done. Press the space.
We didn't do the final round.
Did we not?
Dave, please. No, the final round is Sylvester Stallone versus Bruce Lee.
Oh, gosh. I keep forgetting. Okay.
Listen, this was just as much bad planning as it was on me. Come on. Don't put it all on me.
So what is it? Stallone versus Bruce Lee?
Yes, as the final.
Okay. Let's make them... Hold on. I get to pick it this time. You keep picking it. Hold on. Give me 1 second.
I already have one, but...
What is it?
Like a mile-long swim.
I don't know.
To Bruce Lee.
Oh, my gosh. This is like the worst one ever. Bruce Lee versus Sylvester Stallone hot dog eating contest. Dadgummit. I shouldn't have picked that one because Bruce Lee weighs 120 pounds. Obviously, Stallone was literally a bodybuilder. He ate so much all the time.
Oh my gosh, why have we not finished this yet?
Sylvester Stallone versus Bruce Lee in a UFC fight. Go.
Oh my
gosh. It's obvious.
Yep.
Bruce Lee.
Yeah, Bruce Lee would definitely win.
Bruce Lee.
Unless. You're.
How sweet the sound.
Unless. Okay, it was a singing competition.
Wretch.
In which case.
It would be Stallone.